Hey, guys.
Hey.
Good morning, my friends. Hope you guys are having a fantastic morning, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are just staying healthy as always, ready for a great weekend, and the one and only Berberine Ultimate on sale product of the week. Ready to go?
Why is it I keep getting emails, am I wearing a toupee? I don't have a toupee on. No. I'm doing that yet. I'm going to yank it on my hair.
I was going to just rub your head with a pad.
No. Here, look. This is not a toupee. People are saying, your hair can't be that thick. It's collagen, okay?
I mean, I'm pretty thick, too. I mean, I don't have the best hairline, never have, but I mean, there's no toupee here.
Yeah. I mean, that haircut's wild. What does your barber do for a living?
I'm getting a haircut this afternoon. Leave me alone. Don't send me an email on getting a haircut today. I know I'm getting one at 3 o'clock.
But no, I don't wear a toupee. And no, I don't color my hair. So just, you know, guys, just cut me a little bit of slack.
I was just going to grab it. Just
no, you did that once before. So it's humiliating to me. But it doesn't come off. It's real, okay? And but no, I had that one time on Hagman's show. He's like, does he have a toupee on? What's going on?
It doesn't look like a toupee at all.
No.
Church I go to, this guy's got a toupee.
Oh, my gosh.
The other day. It's entirely too obvious. I almost just want to tell him, dude, just skin it all. Just shave it, man.
No, if I was going bald, I would just shave my head.
Yeah, pull a Bruce Willis.
No, I would. Well, I wouldn't do a pull of Bruce Willis. It ended badly for him.
Well, I didn't mean it like that. That was not what I meant.
Yeah. You know, just take the hair off and be done with it.
Yeah.
You know,
I meant hairstyle.
Oh, by the way, I have a comment to make for you. Okay, show this. Okay. No, let me start. Let me start with a news story.
Yeah,
let me start with a news story. Now they're saying that Iran has gone in and seized a tanker that basically with their commando units. Now, let me stop for a second. Let me say something about this. I warned you the other day that Israel is going to do false flags.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Netanyahu even made a comment about it. America might have a nuke drop on them soon. It'll push them in the right direction. And I'm like, where's that supposed to be?
And when these guys are in kit and they're wearing black outfits, and, you know, and let's be real here for a second. This is not a racist comment. Gosh, the Semites all look alike.
It's all similar region.
And the Israelis, they kind of all look alike, okay? So, you know, you saw that with the USS Liberty when they had the videotape of that, of the Israeli commandos coming down off the helicopter, coming after the American ship guys, the sailors, to destroy and sink the ship.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of Scandinavian, Nordic area. You just have a specific look.
If you're blonde hair, if you used to be, when you were from Sweden, it was pretty much blonde hair, blue eyes.
Right.
Not anymore. That's
You know what I'm talking about
So the Semites have invaded there, too. So anyhow, so here's the thing. Well, they have. You know, they opened it up to, you know, and Gaddafi warned us. You destroyed Libya. They're all coming
in.
Well,
let's clarify this. It was by massive destabilization from our United States government is why the reason why they invaded it.
Well, yeah, because Gaddafi warned us.
We destabilized every Middle Eastern country.
Gaddafi said, you take over Libya, you're going to open up the doors in Europe.
He warned them.
And it was done on purpose. And then Angela Merkel threw open the doors and put up the Krispy Kreme donut signs and said, come in, everything's
come
free.
Come to Germany.
And then Sweden was a socialist country, so they all went running up to Sweden. And so now they've got a problem there. So they're not blonde-haired, blue-eyed Nordics anymore. Just saying that, and there's no big deal about that.
Like Asians. Somebody's from Asian area.
Yeah.
Everybody has a certain look as far as your background and ethnicity.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Nothing racist about it. It's just we're grown adults.
Okay, now, do I believe that Iran basically did this? The answer is absolutely no. The news on Zero Hedge was Iranian Army Commando sees oil tanker over disruption claims. Okay, I got a video. I got a cartoon I want to show you. Show this picture, Austin.
You're so funny. Give me one second. Let me pull it up here.
You haven't pulled it up yet.
Oh, I do have it pulled up.
Here we go. Put it on camera four, Rich, as soon as it comes up. This is very important that you understand what we're saying here, and it's not something that's bad. It's not something that's good. And I've got another little thing. Okay, here we go.
Okay. This is hand sketch.
Okay, here we go. What a beautiful baby. And there's this ugly baby with a giant free air nose laying in the crib, you know, and the parents are looking at this place, and these other people say, what a beautiful baby, and it looks like a Dracula or a vampire. They're holding up a cross just to try to get away from it so they don't get attacked, and they yell, what a beautiful baby. Okay, now everybody knows it ain't a beautiful baby. Now, here's the problem. Get up, get back on the show this one more time, Rich. Show it one more time. Camera four one more time so everybody can get a good look at it.
It's the free air nose.
Look, I know. It's so funny. but the crazy part is this, okay? Here's the deal. We know that ain't a beautiful baby in that photograph. It's a nightmare. They're holding him across trying to get away from it, okay? Like a vampire, right? And so here's the thing that we have here. When they say stuff like this to us, They say to us, what a beautiful baby. Look, Iran is doing this. No, it's not. It's just a complete another total lie. And it never, ever ends. Now, let me tell you a story one time. I've got a friend of mine. They listen to the show, and they have the most beautiful children in the world. And one time, they were up at the ranch visiting us at our place in North Carolina. And I'll never forget one of the neighbors who loves free air came walking in. And the first thing out of her mouth is, what an ugly child.
Who says stuff like that?
Who says stuff like that, number one? And number one, number two, it's a beautiful baby. It was an ugly child. It wouldn't fit in this photo at all. Gorgeous kid. But the neighbor's just a nightmare, like from the pit. All right? And I thought myself, wow, okay, why do people do things like that? Well, why do people lie like this? Why does the Iranian Army Commando seize oil tankers over disruption airport? And we're supposed to believe this nonsense. Israel does not want a ceasefire. No. Israel wants greater Israel. It wants Iran. Now they're saying that Trump is about to put ground troops in because of his association.
I told Jeff from the beginning.
Yeah. And the sad part about it is, you know, we're hundreds of billions of dollars in the hole with this, not $1 trillion.
Well, this is how propaganda works, though. I mean, here's an example. Here's two headlines, two different headlines from the New York Times. This is how you spin propaganda, right? So you had Russia allegedly invade part of Ukraine to take part of it back in their dispute over a border. Right? That's what the conflict's been over. But here's two completely different headlines. Put me up. Russia plans to illegally annex land it invaded even as its military falters. That's Russia-Ukraine war. Okay. Down here in the Middle East. Israel plans to control large parts of southern Lebanon, defense minister says. It's the exact same thing. It's just worded completely different. One's perfectly fine because it's Israel taking over Lebanon and blowing everybody up. Now, here's a video I thought you guys would get interesting. It's because now they're actually starting to embed real journalists down in Lebanon. There's actually people that are going there and watching, recording, and documenting what's going on.
They'll be murdered.
It's interesting.
No, IDF will destroy them. They'll kill them.
Oh, watch this.
Cities in Gaza. Israel is exporting that model to southern Lebanon, razing civilian infrastructure in towns and villages near the border to carve a buffer zone out of Lebanese territory, which the Israeli military says is aimed at distancing Israel's northern residents from the threats posed by Hezbollah. But in one town after the next in southern Lebanon, rows of homes have been flattened, shops torn to the ground, entire neighborhoods erased. Over 6 weeks of war, the Israeli military systematically demolished the town of Eit Ashab, now practically wiped from the map. Along this street in the border town of Adisa, which once held a pharmacy and an auto repair shop, one building after the next has been reduced to rubble. Even the local mosque was not spared. In the town of Bin Jebel, fierce fighting with Hezbollah militants soon gave way to controlled demolitions, razing the city's old quarter and buildings beyond. Such massive destruction of civilian infrastructure is considered to be a violation of international law and a potential war crime. The aftermath is both apocalyptic and yet terrifyingly familiar, revealing the same kind of systematic destruction Israel carried out to create a buffer zone in Gaza.
It goes on in more detail as far as to show more and more destruction, but I got a lot of stuff to cover on the show. And the reason I want to show you guys this is because when he makes the comment, he goes, the hard ground fighting with Hezbollah. I have talked to multiple defense contractors who have told me the exact same thing. The majority of the fighting is being done by local militias defending the towns. Somebody comes into your town and they're coming in with tanks and they're coming in with ground troops and you have nothing left to lose. What are you going to do? You're going to pick up an M4 and you're going to fight. You're going to fight because you have nothing left to do except die.
Nothing else to lose.
Nothing else to lose. The problem is the entire construct of what they're saying is a complete lie. They're going in with massive ground teams, massive airstrikes, massive tank systems, and they're saying, if you are here, they're doing exactly what we did in Fallujah. If anybody is in this town when we come in, you're automatically considered Hezbollah combatant. Period. Doesn't matter if your family's still there, kids still there, you're still there, you don't want your home, your auto repair store blown up, you're a Hezbollah terrorist, we are going to kill you and shoot you on sight. There are no rules of engagement with them at all. That's what's happening over there. I've heard it specifically from two different guys. The reason why I want to show this is, at what degree do we start calling out BS for what it is? It can't be having your cake and eat it too with them. If they want to go commit war crimes and they want to own it, they need to start owning it. And the entire international community needs to start descending upon them and saying, why is this okay? Why is this being allowed? Why are you targeting civilians? Period.
Well, the only reason they would tolerate it is because they're allies with us. I mean, it's like Thomasville, Georgia.
What happened to Turkey?
Yeah, Thomasville. Yeah.
Turkey said they were going to ground war with them if they did anything.
They got paid off. But what? Here's the thing. Let's take a look at Thomasville, Georgia. It's 30 miles from Tallahassee on the border of Georgia.
Yeah.
There's a Hezbollah terrorist in Thomasville.
Yeah.
We are going to eliminate it.
Yeah, Tallahassee, Florida deemed it so.
We deemed it. We're going to go in and completely destroy Thomasville.
So we need a buffer zone.
Because we need a buffer zone away from Florida. And you're like, what are you talking about? We would never do that. Everybody would go to prison for doing something like that. That's what they're doing.
You get other countries involved with us.
Unbelievable. No, that's unreal. And so you see all of this stuff and you realize. And then, you know, Turkey says, if you don't stop attacking Lebanon, we're going to basically, you know, come after you. Well, no. Here's $10 billion in your Swiss bank account, President.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Sorry, we didn't see anything. Well, you guys are fighting terrorists. That's what you're doing. Okay.
Oh, man. Let's do a health story. Let's do a health story. Carrying extra weight for years is linked to faster cognitive decline, new study shows.
Yeah.
That's probably true. 24-year study of more than 8,000 adults found that carrying a high basal metabolic index over many years is associated with faster declining in memory, thinking, and reasoning skills. Rather than relying on single weigh-in, researchers tracked each person's average BMI across the entire study period, a method revealed stronger associations and snapshot measurement. Year 8 emerges the point with the link between long-term BMI and cognitive decline was the strongest, suggesting middle-aged weight patterns may matter the most of the brain down the road. Adults 65 and older showed a far steeper association than younger participants, with a cognitive decline rate 4.5 times greater than the older group. Whoa. Now, what they're saying here is that certain patterns of basal metabolic rates or whatever, or body mass index, is basically increasing your risks of cognitive decline. So if you're obese, it's saying that you're going to basically get senile dementia, Alzheimer's, much quicker than the average population. Now, why is that? Let's talk about it. Yeah. Number one, fat has to have oxygen, period. It has to have oxygen. So a lot of the blood flow with the oxygen is brought into the fat cells. This decreases oxygen availability for brain cells. It really does. All of this stuff happens, you know, as you get older and as you have more and more atherosclerotic plaquing, you have less and less amount of blood going to the brain, and you have more and more decline as far as from a cognitive standpoint. This is why it's super important to drink reverse osmosis water or distilled water and not water with calcium carbonate that causes hardening of the arteries. That's why I mentioned that. This is why it's super important not to eat a bunch of junk food and omega-6 fats and trans fats. It plugs up the arteries. If you have an artery plugged up around the heart, coronary artery, it's indicative of the entire body's cardiovascular system being plugged up. It's not just the heart muscle. It's all of it. It's your hands. It's your reproductive organs. It's your legs. It's your feet. Well, you have swelling in the feet and the ankles. When people eat poorly and they gain weight, it causes a decline in their entire body, including brain decline, they're saying here. And it's very, very important that you realize at a young age that exercise and eating clean are essential. I was at my class reunion a few years back, and I said, one of the people were there, and they said, why are you here? I said, what do you mean? He goes, you look 30 years younger than the rest of us. I mean, how did you do that? And I'm like, I ate clean. I eat clean. I take supplements. I work out. They were shocked. Now, that was one of the individuals. Now, some of them may have thought I didn't look like that, but that's one of them said to me. Now, the reality is this. If we take a look at what we're doing with our lives, we can see a prediction of the future, Austin, and what's going to happen to us.
That's exactly
right. If you smoke and you drink and you hang out with the wrong people and you take drugs, there's a real high probability you're going to age really fast.
That's the truth.
Because you're going to start destroying telomere length. We've talked about it. It's like the shoelaces with a little plastic thing on the end of them that, you know, to protect the shoelaces. You know, you start breaking that loose, they start fraying. And this is what happens to our bodies as cells divide. You start having decreased telomere length as we continue to age. Now, studies have shown that you can actually increase telomere lengths by changing your diet, changing your outlook, changing your thinking, and have a more positive outlook. Now, let me say one thing to you real quick. This is really important. One of the biggest things that will age you is stress.
and tying in the negativity with that, mm-hmm. stress and negativity.
Okay. If you're in a relationship and you're dating somebody, I'm not going to say anything about being married. If you're in a relationship and you're dating somebody, no, because I can't be suggesting people. You know,
I'm not.
But if you're in a you can't tell somebody to get divorced. It's not right.
Because God doesn't
want us to do that. He wants us to work through it all. But if you're in a position where you're dating somebody and it turns into a giant fight, and every day it's a fight, every day it's yelling, every day it's screaming, every day it's cussing, every day it's throwing things, every day it's threatening everybody, that is not a relationship. That's a conflict. I'm going to let you know that. And what that will do, that will elevate your cortisol, it will elevate your stress hormones, and you're going to age unbelievably fast. I'm letting you know, I don't care if you're 20 years old or 70 years old, if you're in that kind of relationship, it's going to cost you.
Well, and the problem is, too, cortisol never drops.
No, cortisol never comes down.
Cortisol finally starts going down at night while you're sleeping. Then you wake up in the morning, and it turns into another fight first thing in the morning. And so throughout the entire day, you get all this anxiety and cortisol built up because you're waiting for the next fight when you get home.
No, then what happens is this. Then pretty soon, it depends on who's starting the fight and what's going on in the fight. Sooner or later, either the man or the woman is gonna just say, I'm done. And they stop fighting, and they stop communicating, and many times they start hanging out with their friends.
And they start disassociating from the relationship.
And they start having affairs. Yeah. Because they don't want to be in a situation where they're in a constant battle. And you see, if that's the relationship that you have, and you're dating somebody, you need to say, adios, gotta go. Life's too short. The Bible says it this way, if you're living with a quarrelsome woman, it's better to live on the corner of the attic on top of the roof by yourself than to deal with that. And the same thing is true with the guy. If you're dealing with God, all he wants to do is fight. All he wants to do is go out and get drunk. All he wants to do is take drugs. All he wants to do is hang out with his buddies, and he never wants to spend any time with the family. There's a problem. So that's why I'm saying, if you're dating and you start seeing these types of patterns, you need to step out and say, you know what? This is not something I want for the rest of my life. It's not. Now, I'm not saying you're not going to occasionally have an argument, because everybody's going to have that. Every once in a while, whether it's once a month or once a year, once every 5 years, you're going to get in a fight, and things are going to be said that you don't mean. And people are going to get insulted, et cetera, et cetera. You know, this is the way life is. But it can't be every day, all the time. If it is, it's not a relationship. It is a fight. And you need to step out of it. And you say, well, it's better to be by yourself to deal with that. You say, well, I don't want to be lonely. You want to be miserable instead? But just think through what I'm saying. Make sure that when you date somebody that you're in agreement with all of the little things as best you possibly can. I'm not going to vaccinate. Okay, I don't want to vaccinate either. Okay, I'm going to make sure the kids do laps if they're disobedient. Okay, we'll make sure they do laps. I'm going to put them in private school. I'm going to put them in homeschool. Okay, let's do that. All these things sound like they're so insignificant, they turn into giant brouhahas. Now, I'm not talking about putting a cap on the toothpaste. If you're pitching a little biatch fit because your wife or your husband doesn't put a cap on a toothpaste, you got a problem, not the husband or the wife. Just put the cap on the toothpaste and stop yelling about it. It's not worth it. But if it's a major thing and it's going to affect the kids' health and life, you better resolve that stuff before you get married and before you start having children. Also, what do you think?
Yeah, you're spot on with that. And going back to what you're talking about as far as the obesity and all the stuff with longevity and mental decline, another concept, this is why I want to tie into that, is that a lot of times in order to maintain that level of weight, if you're that obese, you have to be eating an enormous amount of ultra-processed foods, ultra-high-calorie foods as well. That's the only way to have that kind of weight. As far as we start getting people that are massively obese, when the only way to maintain that kind of weight with that food is you have to be in ultra-processed foods, which massively cause inflammation in the brain and cause massive decline. I've covered it so many times on this show, what the ultra-processed foods do to the gut, what they do to the brain, what they do to the digestive system, and how they massively downregulate the metabolism. So be aware of that. Look at what you're eating. Your food isn't supposed to be there to entertain you 24/7. Let's just clarify that.
It's supposed to sustain you, not entertain.
It's supposed to sustain you. It's supposed to nourish you. It's supposed to help you grow in a positive manner and recover. It's not supposed to be everything has to entertain me. All my food has to have this sweet, soft, silky flavor to it, so I'm encouraged to eat more food all the time. They want you to get fat.
MSG.
They want you to be stupid, and they want you to be dumb and just sit on the couch all day and drool on yourself watching Netflix. That's the overall goal that they want, or else they wouldn't have put this stuff in the food. Newsflash, they don't want you healthy. Healthy people don't make the pharmaceutical industrial industry complex a lot of money at all.
Well, there's no money in health. There's not. You know, now, right now there's a huge fraud. They sold $16 million from the hospice system in California with false claims. I mean, the people are dying, and they're putting in false medical claims to collect money from the people that are dying in the hospice. I mean, it's unbelievable. This is good old California. And the sad part about it is you realize that, you know, why don't we just let these people be in peace as they pass away and go to be with God instead of trying to put in this? It's to extract that last little bit of money from them before they die. Here's the article. $16 million hospice fraud exposed in Newsom, California, as Trump administration ramps up the crackdown. The Trump administration continues to aggressively push to root out the waste and the abuse of the federal entitlement programs. A new investigation reports attending a single attending physician, national provider identifier, has been tied to 17 different hospice operations in California and Los Angeles area. And he put in 3,000 claims for 900 patients, billing Medicare for $16 million. I'm going to repeat that. 3,000 claims for 900 patients. Wow. Billing Medicare for $16 million as these people are assisted in their death as they are in hospice. I mean, that's unbelievably bad that they're doing this to the people that are dying. But, of course, they're saying, well, it doesn't matter. The government will pay it. Now, probably the person involved in this likes free air. Just thought I'd mention that. They're probably from a, well, not going to go there anyhow. But speaking about death, I got to cover one other story. This is sad to me. Joni Lamb, cause of death. Daystar TV co-founder and influential Christian leader dies at the age of 65. This story has got a lot of holes in it, and it's not really going into detail on what happened to her. And I know a lot of times when people die, from a standpoint of people want to kind of know the truth, especially if they're Daystar TV and this company's worth billions of dollars. And my deepest condolences to the family. And I hope that we can figure out what happened to her, because her husband died about 4 years ago during COVID, 5 years ago. And he was pretty young, too. And the reason I bring them up, and I'm not trying to gossip at all, I just want to know what happened, because I was friends with them. I've done their show multiple times. I've done her show. I did Daystar TV show. I did a lot of this stuff years and years ago. And it's sad to me that she's passed away at such a young age. And my deepest condolences to the family. Basically, a protein powder shortage is on the way, Austin. Apparently, a lot of people now are saying that they want to have a lot of different protein powders and different protein in their food. And they're saying that whey protein now is going to be in shortage globally because everybody is fortifying their food with whey. And it's funny. It says, this is what you said before. Once considered a cheap byproduct that they scraped off the floor.
Exactly.
Okay. Of cheese manufacturing, whey protein concentrate is now one of the most in-demand ingredients in food and beverage manufacturers look to capitalize on surging demand for protein-fortified products. The unprecedented demand is creating shortages, with some suppliers sold out for the remainder of the year, according to the USDA. Now, that's why it's so important to know where your protein sources are from.
That's exactly right.
Because the stuff that comes out of China is some of the most disgusting stuff you've ever seen. They've got to filter it. They've got to clean it. They got all kinds of stuff.
It's so denatured, it doesn't even work properly in the body from a recovery standpoint. You do the research on it, you'll find most of this stuff's been like triple heated before. They got to put so many types of stabilizers with it to keep it basically from not like breaking down and dissolving, because it's so cheap. There's so many toxics in it. This is why a lot of times when people basically, I've had bodybuilders and friends of mine that I've worked with, and they're using some of these cheap whey proteins, and they're like, yeah, man, every time I take a shake, I'm bloated, I'm gassy, and I have indigestion, my stomach's all swollen for the next 2 hours. I'm like, yeah, that's because your body's trying to get rid of it. Someone's like, what did you put in me? Some toxic sludge. This is why the only whey protein I carry is the New Zealand whey. It's imported from New Zealand. New Zealand has the strictest bovine laws in the entire world as far as what can be done with bovines, as far as if they're sick, no antibiotics, such and such. And so that's why I continue to tell everybody, make sure you know where you're getting your protein from. Yeah, you can go buy some unbelievably cheap stuff at GNC or Amazon. Oh, yeah, I got a 5-pound tub of Mass Gainer for $20 on sale. Buy one, get one. I'm like, yeah, how's your stomach feeling? It's horrible. My stomach's so bloated every day, I can't even eat anything else. I feel so crappy. Well, yeah. That, let me know how it keeps working out for you long term. Let me know how your kidneys function on that stuff too, by the way. Start having back pains. Maybe it's not back pains. Maybe it's kidney pains from all the sucralose that's in it, because they fill it with so many different sweeteners and artificial flavors and all kinds of cheap creatine to try to make you blow up and puff up when you're taking it because you think you're gaining weight. All you're doing is swelling from inflammation and water retention. You wonder why you don't feel good after 2 weeks of taking it. Do your research. If you're going to get whey, get high quality whey. I carry the best we can, because I'm not going to put any of that crap in my body. I used to in my 20s. I used to try all types of different brands.
I fussed a lot.
I started using a lot of products with sucralose, started having a lot of gut problems, and couldn't figure out why. When you start adding cheap whey protein.
You start having kidney problems.
Yeah. That was because I was taking an enormous amount of this cheap creatine with a ton of sucralose in it, and I actually started having back pains. And I was like, why am I getting back pains? So I was like back pumps at first. It wasn't. I ended up getting my blood levels tested, and my creatinine and my BUN and all my levels were through the roof. And I was like, I'm really healthy. I shouldn't be having these issues. Cut the stuff out. All my blood levels went back to perfect again. So be cautious what you're taking and putting in your body. Just because it's a health supplement or nutrition supplement or a workout supplement does not mean it's healthy at all. Do your research if you're going to run this stuff.
I remember one time I came in the office and you were taking some of that stuff. And I 15, 16 years ago, I looked at it. I said, dude, don't take this. This is bad stuff. Oh, it's great. I said, no, it's not great. This is really bad. And finally, he said, you're talking about those problems. He said, you're right, Dad. It's awful. You know, a lot of times we learn from certain mistakes that we do. I mean, I'm the same way. And sometimes we learn because other people make mistakes. Don't make these kind of mistakes if we're telling you that we made that mistake or that somebody that we know made that mistake and that you don't have to make that mistake. That's why you can read a book on something and figure out how to not to make the mistakes. By the way, U.S. conducts new Iranian strikes after the Hormuz corridor, and Trump says that warships, the United States warships, came under fire by lunatics. Now, I'm going to stop for 1 second. I'm going to go into Gaza. I'm going to go into Lebanon, and I'm going to raise the entire cities, and I'm going to destroy them. And while we were in there blowing it up, we came under fire by lunatics. Wait a minute. What'd you just say? Okay. The people were living there. We were killing their families. Oh, we weren't. It was the guys like Friere were killing the families. And somebody picked up an M4, like Austin said, and said, I don't think I'm going to let you kill me, my family, today.
Yeah.
You've already killed all my children now. I have nothing else to live for.
I'm going to die. I'm going to die fighting.
Yeah, I'm not going out here with a whimper. I'm going to go out with a bang. And so if I'm going to check out, I'm checking out. And you think, this is crazy. I mean, why would you say that? You're a lunatic. Wait a minute.
How dare you defend yourself?
I remember that one movie that came out with Patrick Swayze. Gosh, it was a long, long time ago. It was Red Dawn. The very first.
Oh, yeah, the original one. The real one.
Not the second one. That second was awful. It was a politically correct woke mess.
Stupid movie.
But the second
first one was good.
First one came out, and it's not a real. It's not like super special effects, but it's just good acting.
It turned into a cult classic because it showed you back then what could happen when the Americans wanted to resist an invasion.
Remember what he said. He says, I'm not used to doing this. Normally, we're the ones that are resisting it. We're the ones that are doing it. We're not the ones that are coming in and taking these things over. We were the patriots.
Yeah.
And now we're saying that these aren't the patriots. These are the killers, the lunatics. Well, they're the patriots.
Yeah.
And it's sad to me that this is happening. I mean, you're attacking a country and they're defending itself, but they're lunatics because they're not letting us kill them. I don't understand this, Austin.
Well, it's the concept that's always been used in warfare is dehumanization of the other side.
There you go.
They always do that.
Well, I mean, they're a crowd. You know,
yeah,
you got to
exactly.
be a crowd. Well, you got to be a chink. You got to be
Vietnam. Yeah. I mean, so we did the same thing in the sandbox. You got to make the other person that you're fighting basically dehuman. You got to dehumanize them. They're not real. They're not people. And that's why the boys that love free air in the country over there, that's why they truly think everybody else is a goyim but them. They believe they're the chosen people, that the international laws, the normal laws, the human right laws do not apply to them. They say this in interviews. I can show you dozens of videos.
By the way, goyim means that you're an animal.
Animal. Mm-hmm. So they look at the same way of slaughtering Palestinians or Gazans or Palestinians, you know, basically Lebanese. They look at them as like going in and basically, you know, bolt stamping a cattle in the head, basically cutting them up for meat.
Well, no worse. They're getting rid of a red ant bed with some
spray.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they look at. Yeah. It doesn't even faze them because they truly believe they're above the law and above all human rights. And that's
what they actually believe. If you look at the Kabbalah, they believe they made us. We're not in God's image. We're one of their creation.
Yeah.
They get that twisted. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, here's an article here covering up the articles discussing reverse insulin resistance. Now, insulin resistance, we talked about repeatedly. This is Syndramax. I talked about it briefly yesterday. There's 8 products now they're saying here that will help with insulin resistance. And it says the first one on here, the one and only.
Well, you know, remember the Diabetic Journal of India said that if you start taking turmeric, that it prevents onset diabetes, adult onset diabetes.
Now, this study is claiming, I'm not making this claim, the 2009 study found curcumin, the active compound found in turmeric, which is what we use, and basically the formula is turmeric force. I can't even make the product as good as they make it.
Comes out of Germany.
Yeah, and they use basically, it's called a super critical CO2 extract to pull the curcumin out of the turmeric. So the amount of it, the compound, it's like 100x of what normal curcumin is, because it's so
I take 10 a day.
Yeah. It basically so concentrated, you can't take that much curcumin or turmeric in any normal amount. So they said here the active compound found in turmeric was 500 to 100,000 times more effective than prescription drug metformin.
Whoa. Now, wait a minute. We got to read that over. Yeah, that can't be right.
That's what they said in this study.
What does it say? Yeah, read it one more time.
The 2009 study found curcumin was 500 to 100,000 times more effective than prescription drug metformin at activating glucose uptake.
Is that the reason the Journal of the Diabetic India Association or whatever the heck it was out of India said that that would prevent adult onset diabetes?
Maybe that's why they said it. I'm not making any claims. Says another study of 240 pre-diabetic adult patients were given either 250 milligrams of curcumin or placebo. After 9 months, none of those taking curcumin developed diabetes, but 16.4% of placebo group did. In other words, curcumin was 100% effective preventing type 2 diabetes. Yeah,
but that's what that Journal of the India Diabetic Association said. It was 100% effective.
Yeah. Maybe they're right.
Oh, that's interesting, but we are not making any claims.
No claims. Another one they said here is ginger. That's interesting because that product is in our GHI cleanse. And it goes into detail how basically ginger can help out with fasting blood sugar and increase insulin sensitivity. Cinnamon. Ah, yes. Our 10-to-1
great
cinnamon aquaceous extract.
Do we have any here?
I don't have any. I was just looking. It says cinnamon works in part by slowing the rate at which the stomach empties after eating. This is why the cinnamon extract works so good for burning body fat. It says one study subjects ate a cup of rice pudding with and without a teaspoon of cinnamon. This wasn't even the cinnamon extract that we have. They basically said it emptied 37 to 34%. After the cinnamon slowed the stomach rate and significantly slowed the rise in blood sugar. Cinnamon has been shown to normalize blood sugar levels in type 2 diabetics by improving the ability to respond to insulin. Olive leaf extract. This is something that we also have in one of the formulas on here. I forgot what it was, but it's basically olive extract oil. I forgot which one it was. I should have looked it up. I just pulled this article up on here. There's one that we have that in there, and it says also here, too, it helps out maintaining insulin productivity of insulin-producing cells in the pancreas. Another one on here is berries. Now, this is something that says it basically mixed berries. This is not oil. This is not basically juice. This is actually eating berries. Now, I don't know how effective this is. It says in a study of healthy women in Finland, subjects were asked to eat white and rye bread with or without a selection of different berries. Starch in the bread alone spikes after meal glucose levels. That's true. Researchers found that added berries to the bread significantly reduced the after meal insulin spike. Now, it says they use strawberries, bilberries, and chokeberries were effective.
But
interesting.
The whole thing, don't ever eat strawberries that aren't organic.
That's a fact.
Oh, my gosh. They soak up the pesticides.
Yeah. Now, black seed oil, your favorite.
I had a shot of it this morning.
Did you?
I need to do it. Well, I'll make a face. I've actually gotten to the point now I can take a shot of it without using the juice with it.
Really?
Whatever the juice it was. But I forgot it was.
Strong man. That's
Mancow took some the other day. He said, I want a shot of that. You're taking a shot of it? I gave a shot of it. That's not bad. I thought, okay. And then he goes, and so he leaves the house, he goes, can you UPS me some of that black seed oil? And I said, yeah.
It's
so I sent it to him yesterday.
I haven't been taking it for a while. I just grabbed a bottle from the office the other day. It says, study of 94 diabetic patients. Researchers prescribed either 1, 2, or 3 grams of basically black seed oil. They found that a dose of 2 grams per day of black seed significantly reduced fasting, blood glucose, and insulin resistance.
What did Muhammad say?
The higher dose of 3 grams per day did not result in additional benefits.
What does Muhammad say?
It cured everything but death. That's what he said.
Hey, if you had a fuss, you fussed at Muhammad.
It says black seed oil has been treasured for thousands of years for its healing properties.
Back to Muhammad.
Spirulina says randomized study of insulin-resistant patients compared the powder and soy to control insulin levels. I don't know why they mix soy with spirulina.
Don't use soy.
I'm going to retract that one. I don't agree with that at
berberine.
All.
Berberine. There we go. Berberine.
Oh, yeah. Berberine. Berberine seems to pop up on the list of everything now for everything. It's well, you remember that movie? This is a joke. Remember that movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Yeah.
The one dad has the Windex.
Oh, yeah.
Windex. And he has no idea. Windex, good for elbow pain. It's good for cleaning this. He sprays Windex on everything.
And everyone.
I feel like Berberine's that now with everything. The more research we do, it's like, well, what'll fix that? I don't know, Berberine and black seed oil. What'll fix that? Well, Berberine. What'll fix that? Berberine. And I covered a little bit yesterday, but that's because it was on sale. They compared Berberine to metformin in a pilot study of 36 patients. They found Berberine lowered blood sugars just as well as metformin in just 3 months. The patients also significantly decreased their fasting blood glucose and after blood glucose meals.
Think about this. Think about what they're saying here. I mean,
it had no side effects at all. That's something that
and our Berberine is the real stuff.
Dihydroberberine. Wherever it went, I think you took it. We know it's over there. This is just going off the study of regular berberine. The thing about this is, I told you guys, the dihydroberberine, it's five times more bioavailable, absorbable, and effective than regular berberine, because normal berberine takes a while to break down and absorb. This is the formula they came out with, and actually the patented version of it is from GlucoVantage, F1
GlucoVantage.
Wherever it went, I think you took it. We know it's over there. This is just going off the study of regular berberine. The thing about this is, I told you guys, the dihydroberberine, it's five times more bioavailable, absorbable, and effective than regular berberine, because normal berberine takes a while to break down and absorb. This is the formula they came out with, and actually the patented version of it is from GlucoVantage, F1 Gluco, that I've contacted about dihydroberberine. They will not give me an assay on actual dihydroberberine. They say, we can give you DHB, dihydroberberine. Okay, what's the dosage on it? Well, we'll look at it, but, you know, it's good. Okay, well, give me the assay that it's dihydroberberine. Well, it's berberine. It's dihydroberberine. No. They're not the same. They're, yes, the same base, but dihydroberberine is like taking sublingual B12 with basically methylcobalamin. Big difference. Make sure if you're getting dihydroberberine, it's the real stuff, and they're willing to show you either the trademark, because there's one company that's patented it now that produces it unbelievably clean. Look it up. Check it out. Do your own research on it, because at the end of the day, I've clicked up in here on sale. I put it on sale, and I don't have much of a margin. That's why it's not discounted a whole lot. When you see what DHB does and the higher bioavailability to it and the faster that it works, it really, really manages blood sugar and has a strong metabolic support, especially if you're trying to deal with syndrome X or basically insulin resistance. So be sure to check that out if this is something you want to work on, burning body fat, staying in shape, getting your glucose levels better. Remember, a lot of stuff almost always comes down to insulin and how much insulin you're producing and how your body basically handles and processes insulin and how effective it is. Because remember, you want to get the most effect out of the least amount of insulin. That's the overall goal. You don't want to have a huge dump of insulin every time you eat a meal and your body's basically trying to bring its blood sugar back down and it still has high blood sugar and high insulin. That's cinnamon extract. That's what this absolutely stops.
By the way, another hiker was found dead of a possible bear attack in a Montana National Park.
You know, stop hiking when the doggone bears are coming out of their caves, dude. Leave them alone. They're going to eat you. They're going to eat you.
There's a sign at one of the stores out there in Glacier. It says, you know, what doesn't kill you will make you stronger. A grizzly bear will kill you dead.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you stronger. And, you know, so these guys, for some reason, they think they could run around and look at a grizzly and say, oh, how cute. It's like these same idiots who decide they're going to go pet an alligator. They walk up to a 16-foot alligator and they go, I'm going to pet you. No, you're not. You're going to be lunch. That's all you're going to be, especially if he's hungry. And the other day I was up in St. Augustine. They have an alligator farm up there, right?
They got that big boy up
there. Oh, boy. They got Bill Croc up there. And I was the guy was walking around these things. And finally, one of them starts stalking him.
Yeah.
He sees him. He makes eye contact with him. And he's like turning and looking at him and starts walking towards this guy in the pen with him. And the guy just quickly does a little, you know,
hop, skipping out.
Yeah. It was smart because I guess he'd been taught, you know, if they do that, if they hook on you, see you, that means they're looking for something to eat.
Well, you'll see them. Gators will basically telegraph what they're about to do. That means like in a fight, you usually watch somebody's body language before they get in a fight. First couple seconds beforehand, you'll notice when somebody's about to strike you. They start posturing. Gators the exact same way. When you're out in the wild with them, you'll see them. They'll start posturing. They'll start looking, and they'll start moving real slow, and they will lock onto you. They're not discreet animals at all. The only way they're discreet is if they're holding their breath, and they're staying right underneath the water bank. They're waiting for something to walk up, and that's when they'll come out of the water and basically grab something by the neck or the foot or the leg and death roll them, rep it out, and drag them. They don't like to eat really fresh meat. They like to grab stuff, roll with it, kill it, and then stuff it under a log and basically come back and eat it later. That's what they like to do. And so that's why when you're in big bodies of water, like in Florida, you have to have situational awareness. You're not in your territory anymore, and you are not the apex predator anymore. So be aware of that when you're down here in big bodies of water, because it boggles my mind how many people come down here and they don't realize how aggressive these things are. And right now, on top of that, just giving you a heads up, they're in the middle of laying eggs. And they will get feisty with you if you get near them.
You know what's funny is there's a place over at Circle P Ranch, and they've got a full gator trail you can go down.
Yeah.
And certain times of year, they close it off.
They shut it down.
Because these things are basically breeding, and they're having babies.
Mating season, they get real aggressive, and then when the females lay eggs, they get really aggressive.
They told me there's 100,000 gators in that one lake. 100,000. I'm thinking, 100,000. You got to be kidding. There's 100,000 gators out here. And what's funny, they won't let you walk on that trail when they're laying eggs or they're hatching or whatever. And some of these trails up in Glacier, they're closed, but people like to walk on them anyhow. And so I don't know if this person was on a closed trail. The other day I was at Florindino's having lunch over Lake Hamilton. It's right on the water on Lake Hamilton, one of the most gator-infested swamps on the planet. And there was a gator, and he was swimming right out by the dock. He's Florindino's building a dock there. Yeah. And there's a bunch of birds on the walking around the water. And then he starts stalking the birds. We were watching him. He snuck up behind them. The birds saw him. And then they took off, but he was straight
pretty close to him.
Oh, yeah. He locked on him. Yeah. He was going after. He's going to have himself
You'll
a lunch.
See him. Yeah, that's why season for hunting season doesn't open up till August 15th, because they get all the mating stuff out of the way and the eggs hatched and everything else, so it basically doesn't turn to a giant fight all the time.
Well, and here's the biggest problem they have. You know, they'll lay 30 or 40 eggs at a clutch, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so all of a sudden you got 30 or 40 little babies running around. All of a sudden, a few years later, these have 30 or 40 more. It's exponential growth. That's why there's 100,000 gators in that one lake. People out there with jet skis and boats, and I'm like, what's wrong with you? It's like a
feeding boats are one thing. If you're going around on boats, you can go around. But jet skis, the problem is most people drive jet skis like they're complete morons. Everyone wants to come down to Florida and rent a jet ski. If you come down to Florida and rent a jet ski, please, for the love of everything decent, stop driving like an ass. I'm being serious about this. I had a conversation again with somebody in Lake Arianna. So I hit again with another jet ski over there. Ran into somebody that was boating. They're fishing. Chilling out, fishing. This idiot and a jet ski dog ran into him. I cut the boat in half. It was some moron from Kissimmee that was out of Puerto Rico. I talked to a cop the other day that came in the barbershop. I didn't tell you this. And he said, every single time these guys get in the water with their jet skis, they have to start citing all them citations now, or they will not calm down. He said they're hitting docks, they're hitting people, they're hitting boaters. They get, I got a jet ski and I'm empowered.
No, let me. I had a jet ski once, okay? Let me stop
but
here.
Seriously, please, if you come down here, be respectful of the area.
And I had
a
ski nautique, right? A nice boat. And it had the bladder tanks in it, so it threw a huge wake, and I could
do wakeboards
or whatever.
Wakeboard, wake skate.
And I remember all of a sudden I'm going down the lake and I'm throwing this big wake. All of a sudden I have these jet skis coming right at me.
Yeah.
I mean, and
jumping the wake right behind the boat.
Right behind the stern, like, you know, 10 feet. And I finally thought, if I slow down, they're gonna hit me.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And finally I pulled the power back, and they were looking at me like, why are you stopping? I said, stop.
Yeah.
Do you know how dangerous this is? Stop. You're too close.
Well, God forbid, somebody stands up and slips in our boat and falls over, which happens. There's no reaction time. You fall in the water, they're going to land on you with these jet skis. People get hurt all the time down here in jet skis.
And then I had this blithering idiot. His name was Max. I won't use his last name. And I bought a jet ski, brand new. And I had it at a lake party. And I said, okay, if you're going to use the jet ski, if you damage it, you have to repair it. Otherwise, don't touch it. And sure enough, I told him, don't load by the dock, load on the shore.
Load on the shore.
And he decided to load by the dock. He rolled it, cut all the decals. I mean, really, brand new, trashed it out. I didn't do it. And there was 10 people that saw him do it. Finally, I said to him, I said, dude, you're going to have to pay for this. I don't want to pay for it. And unbelievable nightmare. You know what I did? I took that jet ski right straight back to where I bought it from a month earlier and traded it back in. I said, I'm done. I got something different. I'm not giving any. Because what happens, you give somebody a machine that'll go 70 miles an hour on the water. That's
insanely
fast. They
get there fast, too. I mean, the one that one they got now, was it Kawasaki? It's like a 13 or 1400C. It's like they put the Hayabusa motor on and put a supercharger on it.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. It's like 350 horsepower. Thing's a monster. Absolutely cool. I mean, for jet ski racing and stuff like that, where you're
how
open
fast
water,
go?
It's limited to 79 or 78.
Gosh.
They're tuning them now. They get over 100 out of them.
But you hit
the water 100 miles an hour,
concrete.
You're going to feel concrete.
So that's the thing is, when you take somebody who's never been trained on a jet ski, they've never even ridden a motorcycle, and you put them on the water, you say, here's a jet ski, you can rent
70 miles an hour with people around fishing.
And by Florindino, they got the ones they can rent right beside them, this gator-infested lake. And you see them out there, and they're doing zigzags with each other. Try not to hit each other. And I'm like, what is wrong with this? This is a gator infested lake. The sad part about it is when you come to Florida and you want to have fun, go hire somebody to take you out on a boat. if you don't know how to operate a boat safely. It's dangerous. Water sports are dangerous. People get run over all the time.
I'm going to say this. If people are coming down here and they want to go rent jet skis in Lake Hamilton and run around, natural selection, its finest example. Enjoy yourself. Have fun with that one. I know our customers won't do that. Our listeners don't. You guys are smart. Well, yeah, you can go do that. Have fun. You'll figure out about life real quick. Anyways, I digress. I'm over it. I mean, we had an entire Max Beach, which is in Auburndale, has gotten redone now. It's a big community center. And beforehand, it had gotten so bad with everybody coming out of Kissimmee and Poinciana that didn't even live here, and they would launch their jet skis in all day long. We'd have anywhere between, they said, a cop said, it was between 90 to 100 jet skis out on Ariana on any given weekend. He said multiple calls, multiple accidents, multiple injuries, multiple citations, multiple people getting run over every single weekend. Finally said, gosh, we're done. We're shutting the whole boat ramp down now. Basically, we're doing it. They were relieved when they shut the boat ramp down for the last 2 years. We're done with it.
Well, so, now they're all back, though.
They're all back.
Go back on the weekend. They're all back.
They're all back. They're all back.
Now, the other day I drove by, there were like 25 jet skis lined up on the shore.
They're back.
Yeah.
They're back.
They come out of Kissimmee because they get to use our facility here for free.
The thing is, most of the lakes up there, you don't get free access to them. Most of them are in communities. That's one of the only areas around here that has an open, basically just boat ramp. Hey, come on in.
And they don't charge to stop there. They charge $25
a
carload.
That's exactly what I told them the other day when I was over there. I said, why in the heck did we pay for this facility? City taxpayer dollars was at the community center when they voted on this stinky behemoth. Why in the world don't you have somebody at checkpoint? If you do not have a driver's license of everybody in the vehicle that is from Auburndale, you're an Auburndale resident, you get $25 per head to go in the water.
That'll stop it.
Stop it real quick. Everybody's going, man, $150 to bring everybody over to a truckload with all my 9 jet skis on my trailer. Yeah. Go home. Go somewhere else. Nobody wants you here.
By the way, Tucker Carlson and Megyn Kelly are bashing bipartisan push to censor so-called hate speech. That'd be us, I guess. And it's not really hate speech. It's telling the truth. Yeah.
It's called true speech.
Yeah. Daily Caller News Foundation co-founder Tucker Carlson said on Thursday they slammed the bipartisan push to censor so-called hate speech online. Republican New York Mike Lawler and Republican and Democrat New Jersey Representative Gutheimer. I have no comment. On April 29th, which urges social media platforms to combat so-called anti-Semitic rhetoric. Oh, they said it, not me. On the Megyn Kelly show, Carlson and Kelly accuse these lawmakers, along with CNN guest Jake Trapper, of wanting to suppress the speech of anyone who criticizes Israel or the Iran war. I'm opposed to violence against innocents. It's the main thing I oppose. It's why I oppose Jake Trapper and that shill for Israel lawyer, Lawler guy, and Gutheimer from New Jersey. It's not that I dislike them personally. I feel sorry for all three of them. It's that I don't agree with their program of hate and violence. And it's just so interesting that they whip it around like, no, no, no. Anyone who criticizes ethnic cleansing in Gaza is guilty of hate and embedding violence. Wait a minute. So if I say don't kill the innocents of the women and children, I'm guilty of hate speech. Unbelievable. It's like, come on, I'm not falling for that. I'll work. It'll work. By the way, I'm reading what he's saying. That's why it's all chopped up. By the way, they're absolutely going to censor the internet, of course, at the urging of the Israeli government using our tax dollars. I am so glad they're coming out and saying stuff like this. Well, this is why they bought TikTok. They were getting hammered on TikTok.
I'm about to get really pissed off. I'm not going to go there. I had a video I was going to show. I'm not going to show it. I'm not going to do it on the show. It's Friday.
Well, now you got everybody wanting to see it.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'll save it for next week. I'm just getting irritated. I'm sick of this perpetual victim status. There's a statement that was made by an Israeli contractor, and it's the perpetual victim status. And they said, we will never forgive the Arabs for having to kill their children.
What?
We will never forgive the Arabs for us having to kill their children. It was a comment about the Iraq war. We will never forgive the Arabs for us having to kill their children.
Well, they're killing they're still killing the children in Gaza. And
no,
in
Lebanon. No, you don't get it. We will never forgive the Arabs for us having to kill their children.
The blame shift.
It's the victim status. It's the, I am so offended that I had to kill your children in Palestine that you made me kill your children. I'm offended you made me kill your children.
They're not offended in the least.
They're not offended at all. They enjoy it. Anyways.
By the way.
Don't get me on this.
You know, I think we need to have a heterosexual alpha male parade in downtown Auburndale, in which we all get to walk out with M4s. Oh, we had that a few years ago when we were opposing Black Lives Matter. We had that already.
We did.
Sort but of. We're open carry now.
But we're open carry now. But no,
you
I don't. But no, no. I want to have a heterosexual, male only, basically, march downtown Auburndale. Ladies, you can come down here and pick out your next mate if you'd like, whatever you'd like to do, of men who are real men walking out. And I believe that tax dollars should have to pay for it, because we are going to now be a victim, and we are going to be the ones in the minority, because we really are in the minority. And I want everybody's tax dollars to pay for a heterosexual male parade downtown Auburndale. We'll bring them all over the country, and we need a minimum of $135,000 in order to promote it.
I'm good with that.
Okay. Now a lot of you are going,
give an excuse to bring the 249 out and hump it down
okay,
the street.
Okay. Here's the problem. Tourism funding now for Key West Pride event, as cities state the DEI law, and they're having a gay parade, and they're getting $135,000 in Key West for a gay parade from tax dollars. Okay. Now, do you see what I just said? You first of all, you'd say, well, we don't really need a male macho parade, that'll be kind of fun, and we could do it on our own. We don't need $135,000 in taxpayer dollars. But in order to have a big gay parade, they're going to go ahead and get $135,000 in taxpayer dollars, which has been approved, by the way, to have the gay parade down in Key West.
The irony.
Did you see this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you're like, I don't
cut it with a knife.
My response, I don't want to pay for that. Guess what? You got to pay for it. Have fun with it. Oh, by the way, you got the fund. The raising of Gaza, and you got to watch, and as our tax dollars went into Israel to go ahead and kill everybody down there in Lebanon too. Oh, by the way, you got to pay for that too. Whether you want it or not, it's okay. Smile. You got to enjoy it because it's your money doing it. Wait a minute. Okay, let's get off. Ten studies linked 5G to cancer, dementia. And, oh my gosh, I had not heard this one.
Oh yeah, the studies now, because 5G has been rolled out. Oddly, during COVID, if you guys remember this, the 5G towers that went up during COVID were like, I mean, it was like exponential. There'd be like two towers you saw on the horizon. Then there were like six towers. There's like 12 towers. There's like 40 towers. Then you go to Tampa, there's a 5G tower on every side of the interstate.
Remember we drove through that residential area?
Oh, and I'm like, gosh. Where did all these towers come from? And sure enough, they got popped up during COVID very quietly. It says 10 studies conducted between 22 and 24 highlight the serious health risks of 5G technology now, showing neurological damage, psychiatric problems, lack of sleep, causing people not be able to sleep. It's funny because I've been telling people for the last 7 years to unplug your Wi-Fi at night. I tell people all the time. So you're having a sleep problem, try the melatonin, total rest, magnesium brain food, sleep like a baby kit, works great, take it every single night, and just turn off your Wi-Fi router. That don't work. You're crazy. Conspiracy theory, Austin had it again. Okay, don't unplug your Wi-Fi. I don't really care. It doesn't affect me one bit. You're complaining. I'm giving you a solution. Take it or don't. I always get a kick out of that when people ask me for my opinion on something. And I give them my opinion, and then they get mad at me for my opinion. And I'm like, you asked for my opinion. Don't take it if you don't want it. It was free. You asked for it. I'm just telling you, I know it's a fact. Sure enough, everything I said now was true. Studies reveal 5G potential to do serious neurological damage and psychiatric problems, including effects on brain development.
Sperm decrease, more eugenics, anti-population growth.
Detrimental effects of 5G RFR on rat sperm, showing decreased sperm count quality with melatonin offering a protective effect.
Well, also remember, guys carry that telephone in their doggone front pocket.
Yep.
That's a problem for sperm. Well, and also, ladies, listen to me. If you want to have kids, stop carrying your iPhone in your back pocket next to your ovaries.
Keep it in your purse.
Keep it in your purse. Yeah. You get a case for it.
Remember, 5G has a very short range. Every like foot or basically 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 inches it's off your body, the effects decrease rapidly. That's why they have to put 5G towers everywhere. So when you have a 5G transmitter, a 5G Wi-Fi that's in your bedroom, right behind your dresser, right where you sleep at night, you're literally radiating yourself. I've told you guys a story, the one they put in my office. They brought a whole new systems. We needed faster internet there. They came with 5G. They put it right beside my computer in my office, like 2-3 feet away from me. I immediately started getting headaches. Every time I got to the office, I'd have a headache within an hour and a half. Started getting brain fog. And I thought, maybe this was years back. This is what got my attention. And I went, maybe these people aren't crazy. They're telling me the 5G is really nuts. Maybe this stuff really is. This is before COVID. And suddenly I came in and I'm like, guys, I want this thing moved. They came in, pulled it, put it on the other side of the office. Headaches immediately stopped. Stopped next day. Came in, no headache after being 2-3 hours in my office. I thought, wow, it's real. That's why I got so adamant about it. And I told people, if you can't sleep at night, dude, cut your Wi-Fi off at night. You should be doing it anyways. It'll really help your sleep pattern. And quite frankly, why do you need internet at 2 a.m.? You know, I had one person tell me, well, if I shut my internet off, my son can't play Xbox at night. Why the hell is he playing Xbox at night anyways at 2 a.m.? I mean that sincerely. Why in the heck are you letting him do that? Why in the world do you have open internet access for a child that's not paying rent in your home all hours of the night?
Well, he's probably doing more than Xbox.
But my point, there's no reason to be on the internet at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning unless you're a contractor that's working overseas and you have to talk to people back and forth on Skype in different countries. Well, that's it.
But you understand my bed is hooked to the internet, and it determines my sleep patterns and the best way I
sleep number, baby. And, they tried to get me with that
one. And you're like, well, I don't want you to hook my internet. I don't want you to see my sleep patterns. I mean, why do you
sign the terms and conditions? I went to basically Sleep Number, which I had a Sleep Number bed.
Not recommending it.
Not recommended at all. Years ago, before they went full woke and full Wi-Fi, got a great bed from them. Wanted to get a new updated one. Went in there, tried it out, liked it. Comfortable. And all of a sudden, I'm getting ready to buy one. I'm ringing it up. And they're going, okay, well, you got to sign up for this and sign up for this. I was like, well, what is all this? Well, it's terms and conditions. I said, terms and conditions? I'm buying a freaking mattress. What terms and conditions can you possibly need me to do? Oh, well, we're basically, you're signing off that, you know, your information when you sleep, you know, we have it. We can sell it. Because I'm reading through and asking them all this stuff. And I'm like, you're joking, right? Well, no. It monitors your temperature when you get up at night, all stuff. So you can adjust it on your phone. And I said, wait a minute. I need a mattress. I want to sleep. I don't want my information shared. Well, we understand that, but the only way we do the sale is you have to sign off on the terms and conditions. I said, so let me get this straight. You monitor all the sleep activity, time, heat, change, every single thing.
Now, this is what they do with that. Whether they're still doing this or not, we don't know. But it was just pretty.
They were doing it 2 years ago, and I doubt they changed.
Well, I just want to put a little disclaimer in there.
And so they said, well, yeah. And I said, and you can sell all this information to third parties is what it says, right? Because I'm reading it out. Well, yeah. I said, cancel my transaction. I want nothing to do with this. I said, I will not support this company, nor will I endorse it ever again. That's what they did 2 years ago. They may have changed it now, but they want all the information.
Oh, by the way, this lady was in prison, you know, that country club prison in Texas with Ghislaine Maxwell.
Oh.
And she got pretty upset because she said it's kind of dangerous having her here because people want to have her killed. And so we feel as though that it's going to be dangerous for the rest of us. And she came out with a statement, and she basically said that we're worried about our own safety because she's here. We had to be locked down in our own units with the blinds closed because she's here, causing us to lose the little freedom we have in here, all because she's cooperating with authorities. Her husband forwarded her note to the reporter several days later. She was in trouble and got chewed out by the warden as she was giving out personal information about Ghislaine Maxwell in the prison, and she was transferred to another high security system and taken away from the country club because she ran her mouth.
Interesting.
So I mean, Ghislaine Maxwell. So this popped up on CNN today. I thought, well, that's interesting because, you know, we're not supposed to talk about Jeffrey Epstein or Ghislaine Maxwell anymore. So I thought I'd
well, you mean the hoax that doesn't exist?
Oh, there was
trafficking nobody to nobody now.
Well, you got to remember, so she's trafficking nobody to nobody. She's innocent of everything.
But she's in prison.
Well, she has to get pardoned.
Yeah.
She shut her mouth.
Oh, I guarantee you. You could bet money on it, guys. I'm good at calling out stuff when it's not like nonsense. Guarantee you before the end of this presidency, not maybe by the last day, she will get a pardon by the end of this presidency.
Well, you know, you got to remember, guys. This is important. Let me explain something to you. Look. Let's get the just laying off the thing. Let's talk to Joey. Joey, you were involved with Epstein, and you saw everything behind the scenes. Now, what we're going to do is this. We're going to have you in jail for a little while. And you're going to keep your mouth shut. Or you're going to commit suicide in jail. But you're going to jail no matter what. And you think, well,
commit suicide or you do a year or two?
Yeah. And well, then you think, well, or how about this, Joey? How about we put a body double in there and we just take you out after about 6 months? And so you can just get out. We'll send you to a non-extradition country and get you a nose job. We'll do whatever we need to do to get you to make sure nobody recognizes you. And you're like, okay, this is crazy. Guys, it's so corrupt. The cameras got turned off outside of Jeffrey Epstein's cell. The guards were sleeping. Unbelievable. I don't believe for 1 second they killed him. Mossad does not kill Mossad. They could not maintain the ranks. Everybody would be quitting and getting mad. And plus, remember, if you're Mossad, you're not Goyim.
That's a fact.
The kid just
That's what
you.
They consider.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, too, There's no way he had that much data on everybody. Those many files. Remember when the FBI came out 3 million pages? 2.5 million files. There's no way they had that much. He had that much information and didn't have aspects of dead man switches running around.
That's exactly
so
right.
Just, yeah, get. Anyways, I'll keep pushing the topic on. The problem with it is when you're dealing with the mainstream media that's pretty much owned by that country, is what it is, they don't want the topic getting brought up unless they want the topic brought up. That's the thing.
Good news. Changing topics.
Good news.
Brazen carjacker was gunned down by a Texas dad protecting his family. Shot the guy who tried to take the car off from him 10 times. Killed him.
Good.
Emptied. I don't know what he was. He must have been running. A Glock with a 10-round magazine or
something.
You
could run anything with 10 rounds. 1911 carry 10 rounds with a big boy in it.
Oh yeah.
But you don't need 10 rounds of 45. That's
a heavy big mess, man.
Yeah.
But oh, by the way, I'll be speaking in church again on Sunday, so I'd like to have you guys listen if you'd like, or you can join me if you'd like, whichever you prefer. Hey, I love you and I appreciate you. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life, for he's the author, he is the finisher, and he is the perfecter of our faith. He came here to deliver us from this mess. We have hope in Christ. That's why you say, well, Ted, why are you always such a good mood? That's why. Because I have Jesus. When the Holy Spirit's inside of you, you basically have the righteous peace and joy through the infilling of the Holy Spirit. It gives you peace. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ. And thank you for supporting Health Masters. I love you guys. And thanks for praying for us. You got something else?
Be sure to check out the articles. My friend's got a lot of different stuff on here. On Berberine, you type in the contact or the search bar at the top.
What's our product of the week?
Berberine.
Berberine's on sale.
On sale. Product of the week. Check it out, my friends. If you guys want it, try it. Give me some feedback if you do try it. Getting great, great response on metabolic support with this at healthmasters.com. And also, check out the other best sellers at Health Masters. You guys have a fantastic week. Thank you for the positive emails and support. They keep me going. You guys have a fantastic night. We'll talk to you on this show Monday, as always, my friend.
Love you guys.